It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Oakley, kids. A little Ned Flanders there for you. Do some listen to Davin's in. Joe, Pip, Davin, all here.
Hi.
Back together again.
Yes.
Doing the thing that we
Yay.
Do.
Yay! Doing the thing we do.
We're going to do some scamming. Scammers? Man, I got hit with like a bunch of scammers on one day in the Bahamas.
So, oh, really?
So I'm entertaining them, see if we can get anything interesting out of them.
I got hit by a scammer.
Did you?
You know what his name was?
No.
Davin Rosenblatt. Huh? Yeah, I got an email from somebody pretending to be you.
Ugh, what a loser.
I was like...
And he wasn't yelling, cursing, or insulting me, so I immediately knew it couldn't be him.
Yes, there was nothing insulting in there.
Well, unlike me, Pip hadn't disappointed the scammer yet, so there was no need.
There was no time. Yeah, there was no time.
Because I'm sure once the scammer didn't get what he was wanted, there was a lot of yelling and cursing.
I'm sure.
So, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't even...
I got to call PayPal because somebody is using my email address and my name to buy Bitcoin.
Oh, my God.
So that happened while I was away. My wife called them. They're like, you know, he's got to talk to us or at least be there. So I'm like, okay. It's another thing to do.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, I don't even have a PayPal account.
Oh, my God.
I know. All right. Let's do some scamming scammers. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Pip just heard stomping. That's just my big cat running around.
Well, I heard him meowing at the door before.
No,
he
was just
so
running.
I thought now he was just getting angry that we didn't respond.
He'll break in. All right. We'll start on Thursday, June 18th of 2020. When we last left off, Michelle wants fake Davin to go to bed. And he wants to know if they broke up. Because,
yeah.
Because he's, you know, we're dealing with multiple Michelles. One Michelle wants iTunes cards.
Right.
Or to play video games.
Yes.
And another Michelle, you know, just wants to stay with Davin and get out of the military.
Yeah,
you know,
she wants him to come fetch him and bring her home.
Seems like Michelle is of two minds.
Yes.
All right. So she goes, "Hi, honey. How are you doing?" I go, "Hi, Michelle. I'm well. How are you?" "I'm fine, thank you. Where are you right now?" I go, "I'm home. Linda wants me to come over in a bit. Where are you?" Now, Linda's my new neighbor, remember? We haven't had a lot of Linda. Linda's the new single neighbor across the street.
She needs help with things.
She does need
wink,
help with
wink.
She needs help with things. Yeah, I try to get them jealous. Fight for your fake man.
Yeah, you'd think.
She goes, "Who is Linda? I'm in my room." I go, "The young new widowed neighbor lady I told you about."
The young new widow.
What?
Three scary words.
Not for me. I think they're three wonderful words.
Mm-hmm.
The happiest words you can hear. other than this blowjob's free. Anyway, that's good.
This one's on the house.
Sure. I'd like it on my pants, but whatever. Anyway, I go, "That's cool. What are you doing in your room?" She goes, "I want to have some rest before going to patrolling, okay?" I go, "It seems like you never have any relaxation time." She goes, "Baby, any time that I'm among the patrol team, they used to give us relaxing time before we go for patrolling."
Wait, what?
You know, if you could just comprehend.
You know what? I'm just clearly not concentrating hard enough because that made perfect sense.
Mm. I go, "Okay, every time you write to me, you either want to go to sleep or you have to leave." She goes, "Baby, I'm here with you because I'm missing you so much." I go, "Okay, tell me about the people you patrol with. I want stories."
Yeah.
"Tell me about the squad."
Something.
Yeah, why
on.
Not? Excitement.
Yeah, sure.
If I gotta make a bullshit, so do you.
Exactly. I got a young new widow. Listen, I can't be the only one writing for the show.
Yeah, really.
She's bitching. I don't think anybody listens to this. Why am I gonna write stories? I was talking to another scammer that was really big 20 years ago, and he says,
"Oh no, oh god."
We're all in the same world, man. Just working different sides.
I feel like sometimes I have the same conversations over and over again.
We all do.
Mm.
She goes, what do you want to know about them? I go their names, what they look like, if you like them, how they treat you. I just want a better idea of your days and nights. Which, by the way, is very reasonable.
Of course it is.
I'm interested in you.
Yeah. Not just blowjobs. You're multifaceted.
Exactly. So what do you think she says, kids?
She has to go.
What do you think she says, Joe?
I'm not sure.
She goes, never mind. Never mind.
Never mind.
That is the worst blow off ever.
That's just, it's incredibly rude.
That's like, I am not getting paid enough to write this.
Yeah, I don't have enough bullshit time and stories for you.
She goes, why? I go, why? I go, baby, what are you, I said, why? She goes, baby, what are you doing right now? Because I'm not in the mood of those questions.
Okay.
Not in the mood for those questions?
No, she's not, Joseph.
She's got to start thinking about shit.
I go, I'm just chilling. I go, what are you in the mood for? She goes, I just want to have you now. I go, I'm here with you, Michelle. She goes, what are you doing now? We've been over this a million times. I'm chilling. I just told you I'm chilling. I'm not Netflix and chilling. I'm chilling.
You know, like, what does she think you're doing? Knitting?
That happened during one of my shows.
Did it?
Yeah. I had a knitter in the front row.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. I had a woman break out knitting, too.
What? I was at a professional conference, and we had a knitter. We'd be in classes, and we'd see her, like, you know, pearl one, knit two.
Well, I'll tell you this. As we talked about before, Joe and I have witnessed tag on ESPN. Maybe it's time for knitting on ESPN. I'm not against it.
Yeah, I gotta stop for a second. Pip, we head out to the gig we did about 3 weeks ago, and he goes, you believe this is tag? And I go, you got to be shitting me. And we couldn't turn it off.
Could have stayed all day watching it.
For the gig.
It was Israel versus the United States.
No.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Very captivating. I go, she goes, I want to have you now. I go, I'm here with you, Michelle. She goes, what are you doing now? Just chilling with you. You have my attention. She goes, are you in bed? I go, no, should I be? She goes, go to bed and you let me know now. I go, okay, walking to my bed now. She goes, okay, I'm waiting, love. I go, I'm in bed. Now what? She goes, baby, are you sure? I think I would know if I'm in bed.
Why are you doubting me?
So I laugh. I go, yes, I'm sure I'm in bed. I've stopped what I was doing. Am I in my bed? I am in my bed talking to you, Michelle. What would you like to do? She goes, snap it. Let me see, love.
Snap what?
Snap it.
What are we snapping? Exactly?
I don't know, but something is getting snapped.
Ow.
Like a bra strap. And yes. I'm in the seventh grade. Yes. Snap it. Snap. She goes, snap it. Let me see, my love. I go, see what? She goes, if you're in bed now. To see if you're in bed now. I go, you go first.
Oh, she means take a picture.
She wants to see the bed.
I didn't get that.
She wants to see the bed.
Snap it.
I go, you go first. She goes, baby, are in bed already? I go, yes, honey, I am in bed. I have my computer and I have you. She laughs. She goes, that's nice of you. Having my thought with you. How are you doing? I go, I am well, Michelle. I'm just wondering why you asked me to go to bed. Go on. She goes, snap you and your bed and send it to me. Let me see, ensure that you are in bed now. I go, I promise. Well, this is
to be used for further excursions. Look, here I am in bed.
Excursions? Exploitation?
Yes.
Okay. That's a little different.
Well, no, that wasn't the word I was looking for. But, you know, like excursions in spamming.
No, spamming. No. She just wants to get in the mood.
Uh-huh.
I go, I promise I'm in bed, but I do not have my phone. I'm trying to fix it. That is why I am on the computer in bed. I don't want to take
nice.
A picture. Now, it'd be very easy for me to walk into the bedroom and take the picture of the bed.
Of course.
But I don't play that type of game. I'm not easy, Davin.
Yeah, but you don't want to take a picture of yourself in the bed.
I don't want to take a picture of anything in my house.
No.
No, I don't want anything in my house.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, what are you wearing? I go, send me a picture of you in bed. I'm wearing jockey shorts and a t-shirt. What are you wearing? I was fully dressed. She goes, oh, no, I'm not free from duty by this moment, okay? Baby, but you know that we are not allowed to use cell phone here because of security reasons. So I'm the only one who can send pictures in this relationship.
You're not allowed to use cell phones, but what are you talking to me on right now?
I don't know. Satellite radio.
Uh-huh.
I go, I thought you were in your room in bed. She goes, and also don't have any caller phone to take some pictures, okay? I go, oh, you have sent me pictures before. What are you wearing? Are you there? Now, of course, they weren't really her, but she sent pictures claiming that she was her.
I'm on a satellite radio.
So that was at 11:18. So 11:28, I go, guess not. Oh, well, I guess I'll head over to Linda's now.
Oh, damn.
What? 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 No?
Oh, I would. If this, if any of this was real, I would be livid.
Why would you be livid? I'm a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
She goes, no, baby. I go, what is no? She goes, just that I can't take picture right away now, okay? And how about the leave apply I told you about? And then 5 crying emojis.
How about the what I told you about?
She wants me to apply for the a leave.
Oh.
Not the medicine, the...
that's what I immediately thought.
I go, Michelle, why did you ask me to go to my bed? She goes, are you still want to talk with our general army to request the leave on behalf of me? On behalf. We're going to on behalf. So it has nothing to do with you. I guess it would be on behalf. It would be it'd be on behalf of somebody else, on behalf of you.
On behalf of you. So it has nothing to do with you. I like it.
I go, I want to know why you wanted me to go to my bed. I mean, really, that is the pressing issue.
Yeah.
She goes, don't worry. I just wanted to know exactly what you were doing at that period. That's all. Did you got me now? This is some bullshit. She was trying to lead me down someplace.
Yeah.
She was making like all sexy talk.
Right.
I didn't make with the snappity snap of the cockity cock and the beddity bed. And now I forget it now. All right. That plan got ruined. That's what that was.
Mood's over.
I go, you asked me to go to bed. She goes, yes, of course. I asked you to walk straight to your bedroom so that I can talk to you before I ask you to send me your picture to see if you already went to bed or whether you are lying. I go, why would I lie to you? I mean, I was lying to her.
Why would I lie? I was lying. Why would I lie?
In reality, because I'm doing this.
Yes.
I go, why would I lie to you? Why would you think such a thing? That is very insulting. She goes, but you said no, that I should first mine. So that's why I said now you should not worry. So she goes, so don't be annoyed, baby. I go, I went to bed like you asked. You know, in typical fake Davin things, he cannot let things go.
No, I know. I know.
She goes, I asked you to send me your picture to see if it was true, but you said I should go first. That's why I said you should don't worry about it anymore. Let's forget about that. I go, well, I am in bed because you asked me to go. You did not tell me what you were wearing. She goes, yes. I go, what are you wearing? She goes, don't worry. What is the time?
What is the time?
I didn't realize that you were working by the hour.
She might be. It might be time to punch out.
Might be.
Might be time for the other Michelle to take over. Maybe it's like the Chinese restaurant. They need an hour to break.
Let's see. He told me what time it is. That's Eastern Standard. I can, you know.
I go, why so secretive? She has a bunch of questions. I go, you asked what I was wearing. I told you. Now you won't tell me what you're wearing. She goes, don't worry, okay? By the way, this would be a maddening relationship.
Absolutely. Don't worry about it.
I go, whatever. I'm going to Linda's house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing to do.
Like, fuck her.
Well, that's the plan, Joe.
Or don't.
Or don't, but she don't know. I want there to be some doubt. She goes, okay, just be very careful. I will check on you later. Love you. I go, do you? I doubt that.
I do you.
I do you to her.
and she said, be very careful. She's going out on patrol.
Yeah, but you know these young widows.
Well, the walk over there is very dangerous.
Not a cougar. Well, she's not even a cougar, a kitty cat.
You know,
a pussycat.
A bear.
A bear. I'm a bear. I go, do you? I doubt that. She goes, like, how? I go, it's just how I feel. She goes, okay. And want to know why you don't want to help me request the leave for me.
Ah.
I go, are we a couple? She goes, yes, of course. I feel like we did this last time, but maybe we didn't. Maybe we didn't get to it. I go, I was under the impression we had... No, I guess we didn't get to it last time.
No.
This isn't familiar, is it?
No.
Okay. I was under the impression we had broken up. She goes, and want to know why you don't want to help me request the leave for me. I asked you something. I go, don't worry about it. She goes, okay. I go, so did we break up or am I just imagining that we broke up last week? She goes, I don't understand the shit you were talking about.
Because,
well, she's honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, don't get nasty with me. I don't curse at you.
Yeah, really.
She goes, so then she quotes, did we break up or am I just imagining that we broke up last week? She goes, this shit is not what I am talking with you. I go, well, if you think knowing if we are a couple or if we broke up is shit not worthy of a discussion, then I have my answer.
Oh.
She goes, thanks you. I go, what does thanks you mean? I go, before I go to Linda's, I'd like to know if we are a couple.
Yeah.
Sure. Linda's going to want to know. And she sends me a heart emoji. I go, is that a yes? She goes, yes. I go, fine. I guess we can try and work through our issues. So we'll go to the 19th of June. I go, hi, I hope you're well. We'll go to the 21st of June.
Oh my God.
We are skipping days here.
But you're a couple.
We are a couple. We're not a good couple, but a couple. She goes, no, not feeling all right here. Thanks for your care. I go, what's wrong? She goes, so many things is wrong with me. You told me that you will help me request for my leave. No, I didn't. I said I'd come and kill your commander.
Yeah, I know. You had all the answers. She just didn't like them.
Yeah, exactly. I never said I'd request your leave. We lost Joe again. Visual. We lost visual confirmation of Joe.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh, we've had proof of life. It's okay.
Proof of life. Do we know that's really Joe, or could be a Joe impressionist?
He does a really good job, though. You know what? Even though he's white, I'd sign him.
I wouldn't. No place for more guy, white guys named Joe. We're all full of Joes.
Actually, there's a lot of people at my job named Joe. It's like hijinks ensue.
So you can't have more Joes?
No, right. We can't have any more Joes. We have a Joe hiring freeze.
No mo Joe.
No.
So I go, I can never even figure out what we even are. She goes, and also I asked you to get me some gifts, cards, and you rejected to do that for me. Huh.
Oh.
Somebody's been reading.
Yeah.
She goes, what are you going to do for me? Which will make me feel happy and excited with you? Love? I go, I don't know. To be honest, Linda makes me feel special and doesn't fight with me.
Ooh. Ooh.
What? What?
God, that's sharp.
What? Yeah. I have sharp elbows.
Yeah. But it's, you know, bring out the talents. You know what? The next door neighbor widow lady is nicer to me.
Listen, you're in Yemen and a pain in the ass, and she's right across the street and not a pain in the ass.
Right. Oh. And might like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I'd be foolish not to give Linda my time.
Yeah, really.
She goes, okay, that's nice. I'm always wishing you the best. You deserve to be treating good special. I most certainly do.
Yes, but what is she saying? Okay, bye.
I go, thank you, and you deserve the same. She goes, yes, of course. I go, so what do you want to do about us? She goes, nothing. I'm okay by myself. I go, so you want us to end? She goes, and thinking of how I'm going to help myself without looking at your support. If you want it like that, fine. That's all I ever wanted from a scammer. How many scammers have I tried to get to be self-sufficient?
You tried to help them in every way.
I'm willing to teach a man to fish. I'm not just going to buy the fish for you.
Especially if the fish comes complimentary of a gift card.
These relationships always seem to take a turn when I try to help them help themselves.
They don't want to learn how to fish, damn it.
But this one I actually said I was going to help. Yeah. This one I actually was going to solve her problem for. Yeah. I wasn't telling her how to kill the commander. I said, no,
I'll come do it.
Yeah, so this is the most giving fake Davin's ever been.
Willing to kill the commander. You know what? We could talk.
Yeah, just unlucky in love. I will write your General Assembly. She wanted me to write her General Assembly. So I will write her General Assembly.
Is that a euphemism?
Which is, by the way, the first time I've ever said I will write to them.
Right. No.
Yes, that's what I just said.
No, you did.
Did I?
Yeah, you said that you would write to them.
Okay. She goes, you have really considered to help me, David? I go, I told you I'd write to them. She goes, when did you want to write to him? Do you have his email address to reach him, or do you want me to get for you? I go, you never gave me any information. That's right, I did ask. You didn't get it. She's trying to change the subject. Yeah. That's right, now I remember. I go, get it for me. Well, I go, when did you stop loving me? She goes, here, now over. Here, it is. It is almost 36. I don't know, military time.
Oh.
On Monday, maybe I am done on patrolling ground by tomorrow early morning. I will kindly went to his office to get the head office to correct the department leave apply to him. Okay, she's very excited, so English is out the window.
Yeah, completely. I mean, she just steamrolled over the language.
She, because in her mind, we're making progress.
Yeah, and she's like,
breaking me down.
He's gonna do something I asked for.
Yeah, it's a win. It's a win, baby.
Yeah, there was just like verbal vomit just then. She was just like all over herself.
By the way, great name for a podcast. or a punk band.
Both.
Yeah. I go, you did not answer my question. She goes, sorry, I did not get you very well. I go, when did you stop loving me? She goes, I never stopped loving you for one day or thinking any wrong attitude on behalf. Do you understand me? I go, you used to be so loving and caring and wanting sex, and then it stopped. At least that's how I feel. She goes, no, no.
Oh, but no doubt.
No, no. You should stop saying something like that, please. I know exactly that is what you're on mind is actually telling you, but I want to clear it to you. That is not that, okay? And no woman has ever been more clear to me than that.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God. She's confusing me with her language.
I go, so you are saying your feelings have not changed? I go, you never want sex. You used to want it. Maybe you stopped thinking I was handsome. I'm going to be the victim here.
Oh, good. I like that part.
She goes,
What was that?
That's what she wrote.
That's what she wrote?
Yes. I don't know how she wrote it. She wrote, ha, 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 ha. What do you want me to tell you, stupid?
I didn't realize that she had such an operatic laugh.
She might be Snow White. She goes, listen, I don't like that you are putting down here. I go, what is funny? Angry emoji. She goes, please. I go, I'm telling you how I feel. She goes, stop it. That is not the option. You think wrong, baby.
That is not the option?
I go, how can I be wrong when you've changed to urge me? She goes, I never think something like that at you. I go, then why has it all changed? She goes, I did not change. I go, you never want sex anymore with me. When we first started dating, you wanted it. You used to write every day. Now you go days without writing. Well, you know what? If I'm going to write the General Assembly, I'm going to need some things.
Oh, yes.
She goes, I will give everything to you when I return back home very soon, okay? I go, we had closeness, passion, intimacy, and lust. I feel it's all gone. She goes, when I was saying that I thought that you didn't like it, that's the reason I stopped talking something like anymore, okay?
Well, that makes sense.
Well, Joe, in the following sentence, she goes,
Chili Pepper lyrics.
Joe, in the following sentence, she goes, please try to understand me. And we are.
And we're desperately trying to understand
every
you.
Every fucking sentence.
I like to read the lines, but I don't even understand the lines.
I know.
She goes, if you are feeling bad with me, just clear your heart now and find a peaceful place in your heart and forgive me. I never think of being a bad woman to you. Well, I think you have.
Too late.
I go, what didn't you think I liked? I love your sweetness. I loved you when you were attracted to me and wanted sex. I thought you were so kind and sexy. That's why I fell in love. And then she sends me this. It's a gif, spewing hearts of a pretty woman.
Oh, my God.
Well, there it is. You can see that on the picture. There you go.
No, that's cheesy.
Yeah, that's what she sent to me. I go, LOL. I go, I just want to know why my Michelle disappeared. She goes, I'm here as long as you want. I go, I just miss the girl who would message me sweet things every day. The girl that desired me as much as I desired her. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get a recommitment, try to take up her time again.
Yeah.
I'm losing her. We can't have
it. Yeah,
her.
Yeah. We can't have, like, go to the finish now. She's going to get what she wants.
No. It's going to cost you. You're going to have to write a lot more nonsense to me.
I need to be buttered up more.
Exactly.
More smothering me. More love bombing. Do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She goes, I love you so much. I would do anything to put a smile on your face. I would do anything to be by your side right now. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of me too.
Wow.
I go, I love you as well. I just miss what we were and hate what we have become. She goes, I don't think anyone makes me laugh as much as you do. You make me feel like the luckiest girl in the world.
You look very pleased with yourself.
Yes. More of this.
This is what I was going for.
Yes.
Yes.
That way I can be in the right frame of mind when I write the General Assembly about your application for leave.
Yes. More sucking up. Yes.
Yes. All
more
around.
More flattery.
Yes.
Please.
And fake and real. Devin, what's that?
Just a quick note. You're not going to be seeing me the rest of the show because it says I have to reboot my computer. So we're almost done. So I'm just going to lurk in the shadows.
Okay, like me.
Well, that's where you're most handsome. So.
This is funny.
A couple of shadowy creeps we are.
Yeah. She goes, that's the first I'm hearing of this. I go, that's the first I'm hearing this. She goes, why do I smile like an idiot when you're texting me? Because you're an idiot. It's the only way you can smile, stupid.
Yeah, it's just your face.
I go, LOL. I go, you never told me that either. I go, it's just been a lot of fighting lately. Last week, I thought you wanted me to be intimate, but alas, I was mistaken. I feel I've been pushed away. Let's see. So, all right. We'll end. It's kind of mid-conversation, but we'll end there.
Okay.
You want me to finish? I'll finish the conversation.
Just finish the conversation.
All right. So we'll go to June 22nd.
Okay.
And just you'll have to remind me to not start at the very beginning next week.
Okay.
So she goes... So why do I smile like an I feel I've been pushed away. She goes, oh, no, I haven't, okay? You are still on my thought all the time, and I have no reasons to push you away from me, okay? I feel good to talk to you. And then she sends me a picture of a kitty and Nacho. I mean, a doggy and Nacho.
Oh, that's so
a doggy,
cute.
A doggy and a kitty.
A doggy.
And a kitty. That's us. So, and that's where we'll end it there. She goes, you're still sleeping. All right. That's good. It's a good place to end it.
All right. Well, I like that there is more lovey-dovey shit coming your way.
Sure. I just have to write the General Assembly.
Yes. The General Assembly.
So so she's all in now on the leave. This seems to be where they're going to get their money.
Yeah. Rather than going for the gift card, they're like going for the leave. I'm still not even sure how the person that you're supposedly going to write to is going to try to bamboozle you out of money to get her vacation.
Well, I mean, this is how they generally work. I mean, this is a pretty standard scam for people who are uninitiated and don't know that the U.S. military does not charge for leave. They're going to say, okay, you have to write me a letter and it's going to cost you X amount of money because you have to pay for them to leave. Because the way they describe it, they wouldn't call it slavery. They would call it involuntary relocation. But you can pay for them to get relocated to a place near you.
Wow.
So that's what they're going to go for.
Oh, I see.
So we'll see. Do you think I ever write the General Assembly?
Oh, I think that you will write the General Assembly.
Joe, do you think I'll write the General Assembly?
I'm sorry?
Do you think I'll ever pen an email to the General Assembly?
It depends. It depends.
On what? You know,
probably to get her away from money.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we get. That's how they get towards money.
They get you towards money. Yeah. But I think you will. I think that there's some. I know that Joe's not involved in it, but there could be some McIvey-esque conversations.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
No, on their side, okay. but badly done.
Okay. All right, we will see. But you know, the romance is back on track.
I know. I'm liking to see the puppy and kitten and the heart emojis.
Yeah.
Not that they don't make me nauseous, but I mean at least that you're getting more of that response than just the fighting over like nonsense.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean the sex hasn't returned. But it's so that's how you know it's real.
Well, yeah.
That's how you know it's a real relationship.
But you want to know something? It's all this sweet, buttery talk and all of a sudden cold. Well, can I get my money? Can you help me? You know, it's like they don't have any patience.
Well, in their defense, this has been going on many, many months.
Yeah, no, I think they're more patient than anybody should ever expect.
Yeah, I mean, you guys wrote Michelle off months ago.
I know.
So, I mean, she's been patient.
Yeah, well, she seemed to be very, very direct.
The only thing she's gotten out of this, the only thing she's gotten out of this, is a dick pic.
Yes, and it wasn't even yours.
Well, no. But yeah, I mean, you lit up for it and had all sorts of critiques, which is why you know,
I lit it up like a Scud missile.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Dated yourself there.
Yes.
That's why no man should send a dick pic, because you know what? That woman is going to show it to all her friends, and they all have opinions.
Oh yes, there will be drinks consumed, and many missiles will be lodged
at your missile. Yeah, it was a foot race. All right, let's wrap this up. Good to be back. Like to thank Sensei Russ for his continued support. Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you.
Portobello,
thank
Joe.
Thank you.
What do you got for Portobello?
Portobello is Burton County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello, it's open for lunch and dinner, and they don't shut down Monday through Saturday. And on Sumpter, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday night, that's Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress, they'll take care of it. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin, our pal Davin at Davin's Den. When is that show, sir?
Friday, August 12th, starring Vanessa Hollingshead.
Great. Going to be a great night. Experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions for all your comedy needs. either for a roast or a private party or a restaurant or a fundraiser, go to sidesplittingproductions.com or give me a call at 551-404-3094. Joe, what you got going on this week?
Well, I got a busy, going to be a busy week. Tomorrow, July 20th, I'm going to be on Laughter Saves Lives live. Going to be at 8 p.m. Check it out, Strong Island Television on Facebook, or check out Strong Island TV on YouTube. The following Thursday, I will be with Adam Ferrara on the Anthony Cumia Show, 4 o'clock till 4 to 6. Go to compoundmedia.com. If you're subscribing, check that on out. Then Friday and Saturday, I will be with Adam down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. It will be 9 o'clock show each night. Go to 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.com for tickets, reservations, and information.
All right. This Friday, July 22nd, great show produced by Sidesplitting Productions at Il Palazzo in Wanacue, New Jersey, 600 Ringwood Ave. Your headliner is Keith Purnell, very funny guy. Eric Potts is your feature, and John Conti is your host. It's a powerful show. Definitely recommend you get your tickets, and I'll be there too, hanging out. So it'll be a fun time. All right, thank you all for listening live or to the podcast. We certainly appreciate it, and we will see you guys next week. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah, we're gonna do a show 2 weeks in a row. Why the hell not?
Yeah,
why not?
Shock our listnership.
It's been a lot of off weeks recently, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We'll be on. Something burning.
Could be. Smell like something's burning?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're cooking, not me.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about anything in particular, so it must be real burning.
Yeah, well, I guess we're all going to die. All right. Okay.